This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mothership?
This is the Permission Granted Podcast. Here's DA.
Welcome inside the Permission Granted Podcast, everybody. The show about the show within the show. Peel back the curtain on the show. The PGP is always downloadable for free on iTunes. Search Permission Granted. It has its own iTunes feed. Also available on the DA Show iTunes feed as well, and also available on our website, daoncbs.com. Big, nice link there for you every week for the Permission Granted Podcast. Last week of the PGP, Mraz, you had Andrew Bogus join you, and there was a question about his schedule conflict that he may have a football game to call, a Delaware Blue Hens college football game to call, on the date of my wedding, which is Saturday, September the 15th.
Yeah, big rivalries for Delaware all up and down that schedule.
So apparently Bogus has like a package of Delaware games. I think it's three Delaware games on regional cable in the greater Baltimore, Delaware, Philadelphia area. And he agreed to them. And so he can't say, I can't do one, but I can do the two others. It's three or nothing, which I totally get.
Right. That's a broadcasting department that wants some continuity.
And so they had not decided whether they were going to carry the Delaware September 8th game, which I think is against Lafayette, or the Delaware September 15th game, which is, I think, against Cornell.
Wasn't it Colgate?
Perhaps.
Something with a C, for sure.
Hard for me to remember all of the FCS games that he's calling. So anyway, this ran into my September 15th. Wedding date, and you guys said, you know, what's the deal anyway with DA having a football season wedding?
Well, before I let you explain anything, let's explain our point of view. Entire beautiful summer. Those of you who may be listening, DA sent out great invitations, great website, had water, talked about loving the water, loving the summer. Then the party's not in the summer. It's in September on a college football Saturday where DA has spent 5 years of shows explaining how much he loves college football Saturdays. And being a guy in this business, you are inviting various people you've met along the road, whether school in this business, who happen to have to work those college football Saturdays, who can't attend the wedding, or just sports fans who want to be able to watch football games. But we were all sacrificing that for you, and we have to wonder why a sports guy would pick football weekend to do a wedding. I mean, you have to understand, that's a fair question.
It is a totally fair question, which is why I want to address it here on
okay.
The PGP.
At least you're addressing it here, not behind the scenes.
This is a very important question, and I feel like it deserves some real discussion here.
And I don't want to attack you, because I know how hard wedding planning is, as do most listeners.
Nope, but I took this very seriously.
Okay.
For all the reasons that you mentioned. Number one, it's my job to know what's going on a Saturday night college football weekend. Number two, I have plenty of friends that work in sports, so this either makes them miss something or they're going to miss my wedding. They're either going to miss their work or they're going to miss their wedding. So why did I do this? Well, let's start with the timeline. I proposed in February to the Bourbon Belle, who's nicknamed the Bourbon Belle because she graduated from Kentucky. She's got Southern roots, and so she's got the bourbon in Kentucky, all that.
Alliteration.
That's right.
Bourbon and Belle.
Uh-huh. Yes. So I propose in February. She says yes, thankfully. And I say,
firm yes, not an I guess.
There was actually a, oh my God, of course.
Okay, I got an I guess.
You did not get an I guess.
I did. I got an I guess.
No.
Yeah, I mean, she was nervous, and I guess.
Wow, you got an I guess.
I took that as a yes. I mean, we're married, so I sure hope it was a yes.
my girlfriend thought that I was kind of joking because she's like, I was figuring whenever you proposed, there was going to be some type of long preamble because you love talking. And so that I was going to set it up.
She's got that right.
And I just got down on one knee. There's a whole story behind trying to set it up for the picture. I had my brother, who works in photography, set up to take a picture behind this wall. And there was people there originally. And the whole thing was all jazzed around. And I got all jammed up with timing. And I just had to get on one knee and propose. And so she was caught off guard. But I just said, you know, will you marry me?
You take a shot. Defense has 10 defenders on the field.
That's right. I caught one guy making the switch late, trying to get off the sideline.
You take a shot. Maybe you get a pass interference.
So she was excited. She said, of course, yes. We live happily ever after. I said, you know, this is February. I don't know if we talk about it that night or the next day. Whenever we talk about the actual wedding, I say, you know, we obviously have some options. It's already February. We don't have to get married this summer. I say we can get married summer 2019 because our idea was always in the summer.
Right. And plenty of couples do that. You know, they give it a little time to extend it.
We wanted
take the vows as an engaged couple.
And we didn't want to do winter because then we lose two parts of it. We lose good weather and it's the sports season.
Right.
And it's football season. So we wanted to get married in good weather, spring, summer, or early fall. And of course, here in New York, you know, early fall, by October 15, it's dicey with the weather. Hell, by Halloween, it's over.
Yeah, for sure. And usually a steep drop-off, too, because you still get, like, summer weekends in September, but then all of a sudden, bang, you're out of it.
You know, if you get married in Florida, you want to get married in the winter. If you get married in the South, there's probably the spring. Early spring would be gorgeous.
Right.
Out West, it might not even matter. In the East Coast, specifically the Northeast and the Northern climates of the United States, you basically want to get married May 1 to October 1.
Yeah.
That's your window.
Wedding season, hashtag, with the SZN.
So I'm thinking, and she's a designer, so she's going to want this time to spend, you know, really, really organizing and orchestrating this great event. And I'm thinking she's going to say, yes, summer 2019. Gives me a year plus, a year and change. She goes, I think we should do it this summer. I go, this summer?
Jeez, really? Run and shoot.
She ran the press on me from the moment I inbounded the ball. I thought I was going to at least get past half court. She said, no, I'm Gary Payton. She's putting the defense on as soon as I inbounded. I had to go 90 feet with Gary Payton.
Wow.
So I said, look, I mean, I'm not organizing most of this. I will be your second fiddle here. I will be, you know, I will execute what I need to execute. But if you want to do this, it's your vision.
Right.
Her vision is, her dream was to get married on a sailboat.
All right. Listen, a girl's got a dream, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think I work in a place, my industry, my career has been following my dream. And I've been supported from my family and my friends and certainly for her as well. And so we're both each other's cheerleaders. And I said, I'm not going to squash your dream. I said, what does the sailboat entail? Well, obviously the sailboat entails, like, there's a 2-month window. You can't get in a sailboat in May and you can't get in a sailboat in October.
No.
So you're talking about like June, July, August.
Right.
Everything else. She wants to do it in the New York Harbor. She's thought about this before I had proposed. So this is what she wants to do.
Is this something that happens often?
I don't think so. I mean, it's something that happens. I don't think it happens often.
Okay.
But it's
like, I don't
know
if there's like a sailboat company that runs weddings or like this is like a separate, you got to find a boat, find somebody to marry, that kind of deal.
There's a sailboat company in New York, I'm sure, and other places that do private charter. So you can use the boat for whatever you want. A corporate outing, a birthday party, a graduation, a wedding.
All right.
So she does this. She finds this. All right, cool. The only thing is, on this sailboat, you can only fit 30 people. She has a really small family. She grew up basically family of four and like a few aunts and uncles.
Correct.
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 Now, I come from a huge family. Not only do I have five in my nuclear family, but I've got aunts, I've got uncles, I've got cousins. There's just lots of friends.
The lady who cuts the hair, the aunts, the everything. We know.
Everybody.
The Mendelores run deep.
I mean, you got the Italian side of the family. There's just no way I could get 15 people at my wedding and not really piss people off.
Right.
Either in my estimation, I've got to do one of two things upon getting married. I've either got to elope and go someplace or just, you know, have a destination wedding for 10 people, right? It's my family and like five other people.
Right.
And it's got to be so far away that I
use the excuse you wouldn't be able to get there anyway.
Exactly. Or I got to have a legitimate wedding with, I've got to invite at least 85 to 100 people. This does not help me, the sailboat, because I am now caught in a terrible spot. I'm right. getting married in New York City, but you people still can't come.
Yes.
So this provides the first part. What do we do? I said, look, if we're going to get married in the sailboat, I will support this. I will do this. I'm with you. This will be beautiful. This will be an amazing romantic moment. But I need a reception. I need a party.
Right.
So we either have that after we get off the boat, or we have this on a different date. And she kind of weighed both and said, I don't know, a different date, a different wedding date, a different, what is?
Then now all of a sudden you got two dates.
Well, then yeah, exactly. The second part was, if we married on a boat with just 30 people and then we walk off to a restaurant that has 150 people, they're all going to be going, oh, how was it? Nice. Was that fun? Because now, you know.
Yeah, they want to know how it was right off of it. Right.
I go, I think the best way to do this is two different dates. And it could be a Friday, Saturday.
Because by then you've already answered that question, and then you can get right to partying.
Yeah. I go, we can do this Friday, Saturday, boat on Friday, party on Saturday, reception on Saturday, or it's a different weekend. So we looked into both options, and we said, gosh, are we going to throw a wedding ceremony on a Friday and then be ready to turn around and do a whole different thing at a whole different place on Saturday? We decided, let's do it a different weekend. So we had to create
By the way, for 30 people, you're taking up two of their weekends, but continue on.
Exactly, which was a real concern of mine. But on my side of this boat is just my nuclear family, mom, dad, brother, sister, and one set of aunts and uncles. And it's just an aunt, an uncle, and my two cousins, who are my two closest cousins. So
gotcha. It's
only really 9 of us that I've got on this boat, essentially.
Right.
And I felt bad about making all of them have two weekends tied up.
It's tough.
But she had all of the others, and she said, well, I don't mind. I'm okay. And I said, well, if I'm only asking my family, and they all live in New York anyway.
Right.
It's not that big an ask. I'm not asking people to fly in for two weekends.
Right. That's true. That's true.
So, okay, we got the sailboat set up, and the sailboat is set up for this freaking weekend. Friday, as you know, we've got the sailboat set up.
You only got two more shows until you're married here.
I know. So I'm excited about this because the boat is going to be amazing, and it's going to be this awesome moment, sunset, New York City Harbor, around the Statue of Liberty. We exchange the vows, and we're going to go out to eat with these 30 people. We're going to take them out to dinner, really nice dinner, et cetera. But then we had to have some bump for the next.
Yeah, which leads us to the main question here. You wait that long to September?
Well,
I mean, you could have gone the next weekend.
So for the people that come in from out of town, are they going to come in back-to-back weeks on her side?
Back to her, huh?
We wanted to always
comes back to her, huh?
Well, I'm just kidding. The boat was hers. The reception was mine.
I get that. My argument would be, at that point, if they're coming in for two weekends, what's the difference if it's back-to-back or... Okay. I mean, it's not like the party's going to take place in November now. I mean, it's only another month away.
Fair. Now, note, timing was a problem here. Because by the time we decided, okay, we're doing boat and then a reception, remember, most wedding reception places, if you're deciding this in March.
Booked up
for the summer. So we had to become flexible with our area of where we got the reception. And essentially, once Labor Day rolls around, a lot of availability opens up.
I agree. I understand where you're coming from. Counter argument, see if this was even broached.
Okay.
You do the wedding for 30 close people. You have your wedding reception as your first anniversary party the next year.
Wasn't broached. That's an interesting idea. Was not broached. I wanted to have the whole thing this summer.
I get it.
So we had to decide this was the date for the wedding in August. For the ceremony. When do you do the reception? I could shoehorn it into sometime after that, but you're talking about there's only 2 weeks left in the summer before Labor Day.
Yeah.
And
you don't want to force people into a Labor Day situation.
I never wanted anybody on a holiday weekend. Labor Day weekend, 4th of July weekend, that was out.
James Ward.
That was out. We're going to Ward's wedding on Labor Day weekend.
Yep.
I never wanted to do that to anybody. So we had to. So I said first weekend after Labor Day. First weekend, even though that's an NFL weekend.
That's the first NFL weekend.
It's week one, But I said, it's close enough to Labor Day and the summer where we should be guaranteed good weather.
Wait a minute, that's not the weekend, though, is it?
It's the first weekend after Labor Day. It's not the weekend I'm doing it.
Oh, okay.
I suggested that. I wanted that
Gotcha.
One.
You just scared me.
So, but we said if you're going to travel for Labor Day, you might want a breather weekend in between before you travel for our wedding.
Boy, you are going over every ounce of this schedule here.
Yeah. And so we decided on September the 15th.
It's a nice date.
And I said, look, this is going to take out a couple of my friends. I mean, for guys like Andrew Catalan, Carter Blackburn, Peter Thamel, all these guys that cover games or do games, those guys, Bill Volth that covered the Panthers, these guys that I went to college with that are close friends of mine, I know they're going to be out. But they would have been out in August, too, because they call preseason games or cover preseason games. So it was like once we decided on the boat not being where everybody can be, it was going to screw me out of my friends anyway.
Boy.
So we lose. There's going to be like five guys that I knew that I lost right off the top.
So basically the only way this would have worked out is if you would have waited till next summer.
Correct.
And that was not in the cards based on getting the full court press right out the gate.
Which I don't mind because I didn't necessarily want this hanging over our head anyway.
You rip it off like a Band-Aid and you go.
We started planning this in March. Now it's August and September, and it has felt like every day is consumed by this decision. Both her and I agree. Had we waited till next year, it spreads out some of the decision-making, but it's still a decision-making process that lasts 18 months.
Well, and it consumes you when you're trying to get stuff done for the wedding. I mean, yeah. How much of summer activities have you missed? Basically trying to, you know,
for
prep for the
her,
wedding.
For a lot. For me, not so much.
Oh,
I tried to get my summer in.
That's fair enough.
But we both didn't want it, and I think this has ended up working out, a full year. I mean, there's so much decisions.
You'd rather be forced to get the decisions done than spread out little decisions
amongst
the time. I understand. Well, at least
so
you gave an explanation.
This is where we're at. And I told everybody they couldn't make it because of football or scheduling. I totally get it. I totally understand. Which, Bogish was invited to the bachelor party. You were. The bachelor party was in the middle of July. For the guys that couldn't make it based on football or couldn't make it based on travel or couldn't make it based on timing, hey, you know what? We got the bachelor party for 2 days if you want to come out and travel, and this is as good as you come to the wedding. I don't want anybody to have to travel from out of town twice.
Which is what I was cracking up because when I left the bachelor party, I was getting, hey, I'll see you in September at the wedding. No, I got this. They said, oh, so we just prioritized the bachelor party, and that's when they broached the football season. I said, you know what? I didn't think of that. Now, granted, we're not at a heavy SEC Big Ten schedule yet in early September, so from the sports talk part of it, you're not missing much.
We're not in
much.
Conference season yet.
No, we're not missing much, and we're home on the couch Sunday, which is fine. But, you know, at least it had to be asked, you know, because that's usually the rule of thumb, especially if you work in this industry, avoid weddings in football season.
It was not my first choice. It's just the way the cards were dealt.
I mean, I have skipped.
I made the best out of the situation that I had. It was all that I had.
I skipped my wife's grandparents' 50th anniversary party for football.
Well, you're a sicko.
And I'm making sure I'm there for your wedding. So I just, you know, I want that known.
I like how today on the show, we went from why is Bogish missing my wedding to I just want it known, DA, I'm making your wedding because I'm a good friend.
Well, you know, if you're going to call Bogish out for not making it, there's priorities here. And it also led to his bogus career toast. Why is he wasting his time?
I can't believe you went there. You were really heartless.
Well, I mean, listen, at some point, everybody's going to be supportive of a good friend. Somebody has to hit them with a little reality.
We always talk about how owners or GMs don't just need yes men around them. Like, James Dolan needs somebody to tell him the reality and not just surround himself with yes men. So you feel like you're doing that for Bogish.
Yeah, I will. Look, I'm 31 years old. If I get to near 40, let's say I get to 40, and I'm still doing Christmas overnight, somebody better call me in a corner and say, listen, we think you're talented, but it's just this isn't working out. Do something else.
But you're considering Bogus, who has a platter of play-by-play throughout the year, including Delaware Blue Hens football on, I think, Comcast Maryland or Mid-Atlantic.
He's got a platter of crap. He doesn't exactly have the NFL Sunday ticket going right now.
Well, he doesn't need.
He's not filling in on Brooklyn Nets games. What's his platter? His platter is Verizon Fios high school games and three Delaware games because they just need somebody regionally because all the games are somewhere else. He's trying to make a name for himself. I'm giving him 24 months. If in 24 months he's still doing this and we haven't even seen CBS or anybody place a phone call or some kind of local college, I mean, at least Joey Waller's doing Wagner games.
So you would be okay if Bogish was calling Wagner basketball?
Yeah. Now, granted, he's doing Fordham, which is bigger than Wagner, but
He's not doing Fordham men's basketball. He's doing
even
like
worse. I mean, even worse.
Right, I think that's true.
He might even
He's not the radio voice of Fordham. I know that.
No, I think he's actually doing like pre and post for them. Something.
Okay, maybe. I think he's also doing play-by-play of some of the Olympics.
I don't even think he's getting paid for the Fordham thing. I think he's just an alumni there that they're roping in to do it.
I disagree. He's not doing anything for free.
Ah!
Bogus isn't a charity case. I'm sorry.
I think with Fordham, he is. You know, Michael K. Ryan Rucco not available. I'll just call that Bogus guy. He's not doing anything.
That is not how it works. You are unbelievable.
He's
calling Olympic sports for Fordham's website, I believe. I think it's their digital games. It's like ESPN Plus for ESPN 3 for Fordham.
Look, all I know is I turn on football, college basketball. There are weekends I hear Bob Wischusen doing four games. Can we get Bogus on one of these? I mean, if he's not getting that phone call, that's an issue to me. He doesn't have the right representation.
Well, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I think he's really good.
I am not saying Bogus isn't talented and is not really good. My point is, you know, the breaks haven't happened, and there's going to have to come a point in time where if the breaks haven't happened by this date, unless you're doing it for fun, then why are you doing it?
Okay, so wait a second. So what do you think Bogus should do? Stop doing play-by-play and only do updates?
Yeah, I mean, unless he's that hard-pressed for money. I don't know his financial situation.
You think he should just do updates?
Yeah, why waste your weekend? You got kids growing up. Hang out with the kids. You know, do a double date with the Schwartz kids. Go out, go to barbecues, go to duck games. I mean, every Saturday needs to drive to Delaware? For what?
Okay, what about Berman?
Berman's giving up on life anyway. That's the worst example. He's given up on updates. That's his only job.
So you think he should just pack it in, no aspirations to increase his career?
Or just maybe, okay, maybe not pack it in. Maybe I should amend that. Change the way you go about putting yourself out there. You know? I mean, is he like a college kid or a college kid just getting rejected from schools left and right? I mean, what are we doing?
He's doing Blue Hens games. That's good. It's on TV. It's on
a whole season.
It's regional.
Look, if I'm still doing West Babylon High School's PA games and I haven't, you know, I'm not at MetLife, get me out.
So you aspire to be the voice of MetLife?
I don't aspire to be that, but I'm having fun doing this West Babylon thing. I'm signed on for another football season coming up.
Okay.
And
are you going to miss a West Babylon game for my wedding?
I think they're on the road that week. I'm signed on for another season, and I'm doing it for fun. But I can see myself and my ego thinking I get really good at it.
Okay.
I consider myself, I like entertaining on the radio, but if I feel like I'm having a lot of fun, I get really good at it, and I make that my pursuit where I start missing things like Bogus's to make sure I'm doing high school games, and I get to the point in 5 years where that career's gotten me nowhere, maybe I should back it off a little bit.
So you don't view this as a passion for Bogus?
No, I view this as that's where he wants to make money in his career. And I'm sorry, you know, they're not going to hire a 60-year-old guy to jump on the NFL for the first time.
Well, he's only 40. He's not even 40 yet.
Clock's ticking. He's a decent-looking guy. How long is that going to last? He's already starting to creep on his hair.
Oh, my God.
Why? Sean McDonough was doing a World Series at 23. Bogus is still doing Verizon Fios women's lacrosse.
Why are you so crass?
I'm not crass. I'm honest. I'm honest.
Yeah, but you pepper honesty with making fun of people.
Well, that's something because I've been made fun of my whole life. That's just my defense mechanism.
I think you just find it so easy to trash other people.
It is. I don't mind getting trashed back. As I said, if I'm 40 and I'm doing Christmas overnights, please, somebody put me in an honest cooler.
I wonder, though. Honest cooler?
Yeah.
I wonder, though. The last calendar year has been very, very beneficial for your career. You've gotten the PA job at West Babylon High because you've now become a named alum.
Biggest part of my career in the last year is that.
You have gone back to speak to the classes. They recognize you as a noted alum. You have gotten host shifts, regular hosting shifts, and named as the producer of another show on WFAN, which they tapped you on the shoulder, said, you know, we need some help. Let's go to Mraz. All of this is fairly amazing, and it's all happened the last calendar year.
Yeah, been the most successful year of my career, for sure.
If I asked you the same question a year before any of this happened, would you feel the same? Or are you peacocking a little bit because you feel like, hey, I'm advancing, I'm feeling good. Somebody tell me if I'm going to stonewall my career. You know, if you weren't on the air and you weren't getting hosting shifts, I don't know if you'd be so cavalier in trashing other people's dreams.
Wow. You went there. I hadn't thought of that, and maybe I need to have some self-reflection to think if this is just my ego getting in the way of trashing other people. You may have just humbled me a little bit, and I'm going to have to go back. I can't give you an honest answer on the record there.
I mean, look, the honest answer is, or the honesty is, your career's taken off the last year. It's been amazing. And so you feel like, hey, man, if you're not getting your shot, something's wrong.
Because I'm getting my shot. Now I view anybody else not getting their shot that something's wrong. I feel like I just sat in a chair with a therapist. You might be onto something. Andrew, I'm sorry. Do all the blue hand games you want.
He did also note that his wife was very supportive of him doing the games.
Yeah, of course. He's out of the house. What annoying must that be? He's grumpy, sitting there eating cheese nips. Get him out.
Is Bilotti on this power trip again today?
Yeah, he's just storming around here. We can't even tape side B today because of Bilotti. I've talked about the power trip for 2 weeks. It's only growing. He's very authoritative. I'm getting a little scared.
Well, I am too, because I haven't gone over my holidays yet.
Good luck.
And I got some days left over that I wanted to squeeze in late summer, early fall. That sounds like it's not happening, huh?
The only thing you might have for you, I think he's only handling producer anchor. You might have to go through our other boss for that.
Okay.
On that note, when you talk to him about that, I'm totally available Monday Labor Day if they need somebody to do the DA show. Grow my hosting career a little more. My point is, they tell you, hey, we don't have to give you off in the pinch. I'm ready. I'm good. So you can use me there.
Okay. All right.
We can end side A on that note, because now I do have to go to one of my other duties.
All right. Let's hear what Bilotti, apparently, on the power trip, says in side B.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, welcome into Side B of the PGP. We're all giggles here. This is Raz, host of Side B, and joined by finally, Pete the Body Bilotti, who's been ducking me left and right on the PGP. Pete, welcome back.
I'm in demand, please. I have people to meet, places to see, you know, countries to figure out.
Yeah, as was discussed last week, you know, first of all, just I want to say congrats, because you're getting an enhanced role with CBS Sports Radio. Nothing, I don't think, official, right? Or is it official?
No, it's like,
I don't want to make anything for the PGP that's not supposed to be.
The technical term, I would say, I'm helping out.
You're helping out with scheduling, and with that, you are a lot more busy to man, which I just told DS, I don't know if I'm going to get Pete on side B. He's a lot busier now handling the scheduling, and the power of everybody's days off could be in your hands, so we all must be nice to you.
All right, please.
And his dates back to the DA show where you looked at Luigi, that he could never be Mario. This is your chance to become Mario now, and I think it has a lot of people like myself and Andrew Bogish on edge, that you are holding the power that we don't have, and frankly, days off that we may want may not be approved because of you, and now Pete, everybody must be nice to you.
All I say is just be thorough and give me a little time with any requests. That's all I say.
A little time. Let me take you behind the scenes here. Pete wants everybody's days off for Christmas by basically the 1st of October.
Hey, look, you want them? That's the best way to do it.
All right, so this is going to be interesting to track. Pete Bilotti with an enhanced role here on CBS Sports Radio and the DA show. And that brings me to something I was called out for. When I took over duties at WFAN producing for Chris Carlin, Maggie Gray, and Bart Scott, and doing two shows a day, DA and Andrew Bogish on the Permission Granted podcast, that might have even been you, openly questioned whether I would be able to handle the commitment of more work, Pete. And I think I have freaking shined. Do you think you'll be able to handle the part about more work?
I think so. I think very thoroughly as well. A lot of the stuff that I will be doing will be more so, will not be involving the show. We'll be outside of the control room. Yes, people will ask me throughout the course of the day about things. I will answer their questions, but a lot of the bulk of the stuff I'll be doing will be off the air and away from the show. So I think it'll be an easy transition.
Okay, and I didn't even want to talk about this, so I'm going to get into something on Bogish in a sec, but how could I not ask this question now? Is there a part of you, Pete, with the Luigi Mario thing and getting what is an important role and an important step in your career in helping out something that's going to make you look better in management's eyes, so I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you just want, I had to word this the right way without you flipping out. Do you want power in your life? Do you look at this as an opportunity to finally be the guy?
Well, I just want my voice to be heard.
Okay. So it's more about the voice, not necessarily the power.
Well, yeah, it's more about my voice. I feel I've been in this company coming up on 12 years in January. And this is, my opportunity to show how I can evaluate and be a a good asset to the company. That's how I look at it.
To show your importance. This is your chance. Somebody gets an opportunity in life. You kick the door open and you crack it open. This is your chance to kick the door open.
Look, I'm not here in this position to because I want to wheel out some power. I want to make it very efficient, make it a very pleasant experience for our staff and an easy experience for our hosts on the air.
Okay. And now that being said, do you watch the show Ballers at all on HBO with The Rock?
I have not. I have to start it.
Okay, so the new season of Ballers just started. I believe it's season 4, if I remember correct. Episode 1.
The Rock.
The Rams hire a new general manager. This guy, Charles Green, who's been in the show for the first 3 seasons. The Rams hire a general manager. In the first episode, not to leave any spoilers, and I'm sure there's a good chunk of the audience listening to this being sports fans that probably follow the show Ballers. He doesn't understand why everybody in the Rams' offices, from marketing to concessions, is all eating lunch and all quiet when he's around. And somebody alerts him, well, there's a new man there. They're fearful. They don't know what to expect. They don't like change. I am wondering and trying to get a grasp and a feel of the CBS Sports Radio newsroom. Is there a sense of that with a new man in charge handling their days off, should anybody feel a little insecure around here?
No, just be thorough.
You're talking a very serious tone, Pete.
Just be thorough. No, just don't. I mean, everyone has a day that can come up that where they need off the next day or something like that. But in the majority of your bulk days off, come to me with some time, and say, hey, this is what I need. And that's that.
Now, Pete, I know I just had fun for the last 3 minutes. Seriously. Congrats, yes. And I'm happy.
Thank
for
you very
it.
Much.
Because I know you're going to be, man. I had to put you under the lamp.
No, whatever.
Listen, this is a great thing for your career.
Look, we
for what you want to do in life, right. You eventually seek a management role and opportunities in the business.
Right.
Doesn't necessarily mean here or anywhere. Look, this is a great step for you to show what you got.
We have management change here, and I've been with this, as I said, with the company for 11 and a half years, and, I have ability. I have ability and ability to evaluate, I think, a staff. And I have a good ability in that, and I hope to show that.
In all seriousness, I happen to agree with that because me and you have obviously talked off air and shared opinions, and I think me and you actually have a lot of similar opinions on that. But what you're looking to do is just not like I don't think I would have the attention to detail that you do.
Well, it's a challenge.
To do that. Right, for
it's
sure.
A challenge.
For sure. Everybody's got their strengths, right?
Especially Peter Schwartz around.
I'm Peter Schwartz.
I say that in joking, Peter. We hope you're getting better.
We all do. Anyway, Andrew Bogish, we just discussed this on Side A. I went after Bogish a little bit. Now we find out, according to Twitter, he will, in fact, be in attendance at DA's wedding. He got moved on Blue Hens games and Blue Hens broadcast. And I brought up to DA that Andrew Bogish is a young man but isn't getting any younger. Guys in his business calling NFL and real college football games are either younger than him or the same age. And I brought up there has to be a point in time where Bogish just hangs it up. DA brought up in Sign A that, is it just a novelty for Bogish where, maybe it's just his passion, he just likes doing anything. And I said, get him out. I said, if I'm 41 years old and I'm still hosting overnights on Christmas, somebody better take me behind the barn and shoot my career and understand that's out.
Look, I'll continue.
I was just going to say, do you think I was too harsh on Andrew Bogish, especially with him not being here?
Well, yeah, because you did it with Bogish over in the,
On vacation. And we know he's on vacation because he takes 100 pictures every day that he's there.
And documents it like nobody else. Like, just take the vacation. Shut your phone off.
The only guy that takes vacation 15 miles from where he lives.
Yeah. He takes his vacation in his backyard.
Right, exactly. He roasts marshmallows with the kids in the back and go to Adventureland and save the money.
And be on Twitter. I mean, vacation is getting away from that stuff, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, he probably heard this whole thing that you said. I think you were a little harsh. But there is some truth to some of it. I will say that,
what I said.
You're getting up there. You want to at least evaluate it and you've done it a lot. You want to at least have some power and say, hey, look, I've done this for a long time. What are we going to do here? What's the next step? I think for him himself, he has enough clout with where he's doing these games. He should say something like, hey, maybe get more money or, something that takes care of himself.
Or go about it a different way.
Right.
Because Andrew Bogish, I will say this, and all seriousness, as much as I mess with him aside, I've watched, high school basketball games Andrew Bogish will call locally on Long Island
for
Verizon
good.
Fios. And I flick through the channels, and granted, am I biased because I work with Bogish probably, And it'll be a game between two high schools. That why would I care about that on a Saturday afternoon? And Bokas is on the call, and he's so good, he keeps me with it. Yeah. I've done this multiple times. Where I'm like, wow, Bokas was really good.
He's very good.
So I look at it, and he's somebody who's been to, you know, a college where Ryan Rucco went, where Michael Kay went, some of these big guys at Fordham, and you would think, like, Bokas should be knocking on the door. So I don't know what breaks Bokas hasn't been able to get. But when I say, you know, it's time to hang it up, maybe that's wrong and it should be. And D.A. alerted to, you know, my own ego growing that I'm challenging everybody else's career here. No. That maybe Bogus should just go about, you know, his next play-by-play opportunities a different way.
No, I guess
before you get to him, I'm sorry. And this all tied into the fact that he could have been doing a Blue Hens game over going to D.A.'s wedding. My point was, you know, how many years of Blue Hens games do you need to rack up before you get that next big opportunity and you're missing things like friend's wedding?
Now, he changed it because you said that. It's my opinion that I think he changed. He made sure that this was going on.
Oh, you think he finally got the stones to tell the Blue Hens, I'm the one clucking.
I can see that. I can see that. I very well could see that.
Interesting.
However, I'm with you on the fact that he should, like, there's a lot of resources within our company, and there's a lot of people within our company. Find an agent. Find an agent. Talk to CBS Sports Network. They have so many things on there that could fit Bogus to a T, or at least get him some reps.
We do a CBS Sports Network read every single day on the show, the bull riding, the surfing, all of it. Where's Andrew Bogus on these calls?
I mean, he's just as qualified as those good announcers that are on there, too. You know, he could fit right in there. Really, he could do a college game. He could do some college basketball. I mean, there's a lot of college basketball.
Oh, he could do college basketball.
There's enough college basketball for him to do a little higher than what he's doing now.
If you're any executive listening and looking for a play-by-play guy, please call Andrew Bogus so I can stop looking right that it's time for him to hang up stuff in his career. And by the way, do we have an intervention with Bogus when he comes back, or give it this Blue Hen season and see where it goes after that?
No, I think we have an intervention. I think we say to him, look, you're just as good as a lot of these other people out there that are on the Four Letter Network, that are on elsewhere. You should take a next step. Look at some other ways to get that next step.
Let me end with this.
Yes.
Better long-term career job, okay? Agent for Andrew Bogus, scheduler of part-timers and schedules at CBS Sports Radio. This is a true stock up.
Look, schedules part-timer, because you know what? schedules because I think I'm going to do well.
Well, my question would be, if you had a chance to be Andrew Bogus's agent, Do you believe that you could sell Andrew Bogus enough to profit more than you would be scheduling at CBS Sports Radio? This is a tough question.
Oh, all right. I totally misread what you were asking.
No. Okay. Like, if I had to ask you, if I'm offering you one of two jobs,
right?
You know what you're going to get scheduling people, and you know where that path could take you. Andrew Bogus being the agent of Andrew Bogus is the great unknown. Which job path would you put your money to take right now?
I do the Bogus thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you just saying that because you like Bogus?
No, I think you're investing in talent. I think he's a good talent.
I think you invest in yourself on the scheduling there. You can't trust
Bogus.
I
always invest in myself.
Can't trust him.
Look, I could do it both. Just give me both jobs. I'll do them.
All right. So, Bogus, you have an agent. If you're listening
on
the Jersey Shore where you had to just pay a toll to go to instead of going to the beaches 10 minutes from your vacation.
Enjoy your donut.
Enjoy your donut. All right. That's going to wrap it for the PGP and Side B. You can follow Pete on Twitter.
Pete the Body.
And you can follow me on Twitter at MerazCBS. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.